Next, item 1033, please.
Establish the office of the Portland's Children's Levy.
Colleagues, thank you. And Commissioner Saltzman, in particular, thank you for your leadership on the Portland's Children's Levy over many, many years. I'm looking forward to assuming the role as commissioner in charge in the new year, 2019. Tough shoes to fill, Commissioner, and it's important to maintain the continuity of the office to deliver on these important programs to support positive early development, school engagement, and academic achievement, high school graduation, and family safety and stability. Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. And before us this morning is a very straightforward and relatively simple ordinance that creates the code language for a standalone Office of the Children's Levy. It's an office completely funded by a voter-approved levy that has been approved now four times by voters, most recently passed four times for 5 years at an interval. Most recently passed in May of 2018 with 83% voter approval. For 15 years, the Portland Children's Levy has had a track record of investing in proven programs that make a difference for children and their families, and doing it with a low administrative cap of 5%. I am very proud of the work that the Children's Levy has accomplished since 2002, and I'm happy to know it will continue to provide critical services to children, parents, and caregivers in our community in years to come. I am confident that the levy will be in good hands with Mayor Wheeler upon my departure, and I thank him for his support of this program. And I also want to take this opportunity to thank the six staff that work for the Portland Children's Levy. Most of them have been here from the inception of the Children's Levy in 2002, and they are by all accords subject matter experts in early childhood, issues around foster care, hunger, after-school programs, and running a lean organization. So I want to thank them as well for all their hard work over the years. And I'm very pleased. We have Michael Cox here from the mayor's office and Matt Grum from my office here to answer any questions.
Gentlemen, would you raise your hand and take the oath, please, before you testify?
Mayor Wheeler, commissioners, my name is Michael Cox. I'm chief of staff to Mayor Ted Wheeler. I'm here today to accept in the coming year, of course, on the mayor's behalf, responsibility for the Office of the Children's Levy. Thank you for your leadership on this important program over the years. The mayor has directed me to work with your chief of staff, Matt, to ensure that the transition from your office to our office runs smoothly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Any further questions? Is there any public test? Oh, we lost Carla. Oh, there she is. The city grinds to a halt. Carla's missing. Is there any public testimony on this item,
yes,
Carla?
Yes, I show two people.
Very good.
Shedrick Wilkins and Edith Gillis.
I'm Shedrick Wilkins.
Gentlemen, we're about to lose the mayor. And it's going to complicate our agenda. So the question before us is whether it should migrate to the mayor's office.
Is he kidding?
No, he's not. Go ahead. Go. Go.
We actually want relevant testimony.
Oh, I will skip relative in testimony.
Okay.
I support the Office of the Children Levy, even though Commissioner Saltzman has questioned the overhead staff of charitable organizations. So maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, but I support the office. And I may not know what I'm talking about, so I'm going to stop talking.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And as to relevant testimony, occasionally we have people who receive disability checks and are employed by CINTAS or through Job Corps. And I'm sure we have patients for their testimony, regardless of the quorum here. So as to the Children's Levy, I hope that as we move to establish this office, not only that all the, there'll be a huge amount of work that will continue to go into the services to children, and that to encourage that the Children's Levy is perpetually renewed, we will also be able to see some concrete statistics that show us how we are doing better in the city of Portland at getting positive outcomes for foster kids and children living in poverty so that we can constantly refine those expenditures. It may be challenging with adults. We know that sometimes people who can't find services in rural Oregon end up coming into the urban area and creating a different level of dependency. But I hope that with this permanent office, in addition to actually delivering and funding the services, there'll be a little bit of research and metrics that tell us how we can do even more with the money to keep it coming and improve the lives of children. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, and thank you, Mayor, for taking this on. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Thank you, Mayor.
Aye.
Wheeler?
Thank you, Commissioner. Aye. The ordinance is adopted.